This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you're listening to Jax.
And Dean.
On our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our, I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Play the podcast, please.
Hey, I don't know, Jax, speaking to Julie Zemera on the weekend, Eurovision was on. I don't know if you noticed.
I did notice.
Did you get up at 5 in the morning on Sunday?
I probably went to bed at 2. I didn't get up at 5, no.
I went to bed early and I set my alarm and I was up. Mm-hmm. Myself and Anthony were on the couch and we even voted.
Did you?
I quite enjoy Eurovision.
How much money do they make from voting?
Oh, a lot, I suspect. Oof. But it's really good. And I think not only did I enjoy it, but I think there's some research that shows that Eurovision actually has broader impact on a country's self-esteem. And joining us on the line from Sydney is Alex from The Big Smoke. Hey, Alex.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hello. How are you?
Oh, good. There we go. Very Eurovision applause. So what's the science telling us about Eurovision, Alex?
Well, first of all, I'm all about this research because I'm the biggest lover of Eurovision and it's my favourite religious holiday.
Well, I mean, it is a religious holiday, yeah? It's a whole festival. It's 3 days.
Mm. Yeah. One of the things I really like about this research is really about the linking the probability of happiness with the activities of a country. And basically what happened was researchers looked at over 33 countries. They looked at their citizens. They had a look at what causes happiness and a higher level of satisfaction. And what they found about Eurovision is there was a distinct link between countries that participated in Eurovision, regardless of if they won or not, and actually a higher, about 4% increase in happiness and satisfaction. And the reason behind this is it's kind of similar to the US Super Bowl, where there's an increase in engagement and probability and people really love the whole concept of collaboration and community. And Eurovision's such an exciting thing anyway. It's kind of, it's like an escape from everyday life, a really fabulous escape. And it's taken so seriously now around the world when, you know, 10 years ago it was less so by a lot of people who weren't part of Eurovision, that it's actually something that a lot of countries feel proud of.
Absolutely. As I say, I got up early. I got up, you know, 4:45, got there at 5, had the TV on. And on my lap, I had my iPad, which I was monitoring Twitter.
On my iPad.
And I was also looking at Facebook. And, you know, I'm following what Graham Norton's saying in the UK.
Wow.
And it was such a sense of
serious
connection
business.
To, like, a, sorry?
It's serious business.
Oh, serious business, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Ringing your bookie.
Ringing my bookie.
Come on. My sister's bad for it. She loves it too.
Uh-huh.
Well, and my friends and I, we often would have a Eurovision party, and whatever country it was in that year, we would actually have the food of that country. I'm really looking forward to the next year with all the Israeli food we'll be able to have. And one of the interesting things I also think about the research is it links that whole concept again of being offline. You know, we spend so much of our time online, digital. We don't really see each other in person as much as we used to. And the idea that there is a distinct increase in satisfaction because people have come together in the real world, I think is kind of cool. I don't want to see people in the real world, but I do understand and appreciate it.
Well, in fact, a lot of people do have Eurovision parties. As you say, they have get-togethers, whether it's 5 in the morning or later.
Yeah.
They do a sweep, yes.
Better than betting on the horses.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a really exciting thing in Australia now because we're a part of it. I still don't really understand why, but we're a part of it.
Don't get it.
But I think the science helps the argument. That, you know, if for Australians' sense of national identity and for our sense of happiness, our happiness index.
Let Australia play with you.
Let Australia play. And the UK, when you don't vote us in, when you don't give us the popular vote, there are a few backpackers that we're aware of and down in St Kilda we might just be saying goodbye to.
Oh, Dean.
Exactly.
Oh, calls are coming out.
Oh, I think so.
Get out.
Serious, yeah.
Oh, that the public vote for Australia. She didn't deserve that. She did not deserve that. I'm outraged.
Oh, he's walked off.
I'm back.
In a puff of pink smoke.
It was a good song. Anyway.
It was okay. It wasn't that good. I think you're overamping it a bit.
It was better than Hungary's song. Can we talk?
What'd they do?
They did a death metal.
Wow, they do that sometimes.
They got
don't
a better
they?
Public vote than Australia did. I know, outrageous.
I reckon there's big rigging things.
And I think it was a mistake that Greece was so high up, to be honest with you.
In the semi, yeah. And I think Cyprus, they got the Greek vote. Anyway.
They're still bankrupt, Greece?
I believe so.
All right.
But anyway, so the research is showing we should stay involved in Eurovision for our own sense of national happiness.
Yes, international
banking. Absolutely. And it goes back to the whole link between life satisfaction, happiness, productivity, engagement, Eurovision. That's the pinnacle of the research, and I'm all for it.
Fantastic.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Thank you.
Now, someone who's also very happy with Eurovision continuing is a young lady named Netta from Israel. This is her song, Toy. This is the winner of the 2018 Eurovision contest.
Oh.
You're in joy.
Look at me, I'm a beautiful creature. I don't care about your modern time preacher. Welcome, boys, to much noise. I will teach you. Pum pum po, pum pum po. Hey, I think you forgot that I play. My teddy bear's running away. The Barbie got something to say. Hey, 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 hey. My summer says leave me alone. I'm taking my Pikachu home. You're stupid, just like you're smart. Divine, and he's about to regret. He's a buck up, knock, buck up, buck up, buck up, knock.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.